Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. We are at Bayi Rava on the bottom of Tes Zayin Amid Beis at the two dots, two lines from the bottom of the page. Straight Shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah. Today, what we're going to talk about is first, the Gemara is going to have four different Shailas about the din of Shehiyah, specifically Shehiyah meaning waiting in the Azara Bituma. That a person is going to be chayav for. So we're going to have four different shailas that are all going to end in teku about the details of that din, that if you just stay in the azara while tameh, that one could be chayav as well. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a person becomes tameh in the azara and leaves, but he doesn't leave fast enough, or he doesn't leave in the with the most direct route out of the azara. Or what if he leaves with not the most direct route, but he goes very, very fast. He runs. So is he going to be chayiv in those cases as well? So that's going to bring us to Tamei Beis. Then on Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about becoming Tamei by entering a Bayis HaMenuga. We're going to make one of the rayas about a Bayis HaMenuga, about becoming Tamei by entering a Bayis HaMenuga, is going to be brought from a case of going into the Mikdash while Tamei, and that's why this is brought over here. But there is a halacha that a person who enters a Bayis HaMenuga, a house that has tzaras, becomes tamei. So the Gemara is going to discuss, what if you enter in an unconventional way? Does one become tamei in that case as well? And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss where else we link the din of Shavua and the din of Nida. Because the Mishnah had said, Zui mitzvah aseh shebimikdash shein chayavin aleha, and what's a mitzvah shebinida shechayavin aleha? And it talks about, well, how do we get from Shavua to Nida? Where else did we have some sort of link between Shavua and Nida that the Mishnah seems to relate the two? And that's going to lead us into a little bit of a discussion about someone who's Baalishto, and it turns out that she is a Nida. So let's begin again at the two dots, two lines from the end of the page on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So again, we're going to have four different Shailas about the din of staying in the Azara while one is Tamei. When it comes to going into the Azara or staying in the Azara while one is tamei, if you did it b'mezid, a person is going to be chayiv malkus. Now the question is, what if you do it b'shogeg? So we know that a person is going to be chayiv a karban, but the Gemara is not sure whether the sheer shehiyah that we say about being chayiv a karban if you do it b'shogeg is also true when it comes to the chayiv malkus of going of being there b'mezid. Meaning, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash B'tuma, certainly the person is going to be chayiv malkus if he does so b'mezid. But if he stayed in bituma, is he also going to be chayiv malkus? That's essentially the shaila of the Gemara. Bayi Rava, tzarech shehiyah lemalkus. Does a person need to have a sheer shehiyah kedei ishtachava'a to stay there as long as it would take normally to be mishtachavet in order to be chayiv malkus? Or does a person not require the shir shiyah when it comes to malkus? Do we say lekorban gemiri, that the shihiyah, that there is this din that we are mekabel of shihiyah when it comes to korban, but lemalkus lo gemiri, but when it comes to malkus lo gemiri shihiyah, they didn't have this din of shihiyah, and there, since there's no shir, because they didn't have this din of shihiyah, even with pachos mikadei ishtachava'a, even if you stay there for less than kadei ishtachava'a, you're going to be chayiv malkus. Oh, Dilmore, maybe the flip side is Bifnim Gemiri Shia, the Chum of Kabbalah, what the Shir of Shia Batuma is in the Azara, and that's Loshna the Karban, Loshna the Malkus, for whichever din, whether it's to be Mechayivu Karban, whether it's to be Mechayivu Malkus, Karban Meshogig, Malkus Bemezid, you're only going to be Chayiv if you stay in for that amount of time. So Teku, the Gemara does not resolve that issue. Now, Tosos in Divra Maskel O, on Yudzayin Amar Aleph, discusses why it is that you're going to be chayiv malkus if typically for shehiyah, if typically lav shein b'maisa ain lokin alav, meaning shehiyah is just standing there, you're just staying there, so that's not lav sheish b'maisa, that l'chora does not involve any maisa. So what do you mean you're going to get malkus for that lav shein b'maisa? Typically a person does not get malkus. So Tosus explains that any time the beginning of the event happens, happened al yedei maisa, we view the continuation to be al yedei that maisa as well. Even though the iser, when you cross that threshold of avera, of violating an iser, there was no maisa involved, and you can be chayiv anyway because there was a maisa at the beginning of the process. Well, what's the example? Makos tav chaval v'mbeis. We said that someone who's wearing a beggar of shatnis is chayiv for keeping it on for kolzman that he continues to wear it, even though continuing to wear it is not a maisa. But the tchilas levisha was b'maisa, so we consider the continuation of wearing that beggar to be a maisa, and that's why if they keep on giving him asra throughout the day, don't wear that beggar to climb, don't wear that beggar, he's going to be chayiv for each violation of. But what do you mean? He only put it on once in the morning, but each time he keeps it on, it's considered a hemshech of that maisa. So similarly, a guy goes into the azara, that's a maisa. So when he stays there, that's also considered a maisa. That's one answer Tosfos gives. Another answer Tosfos gives is maybe our Gemara is assuming like the shita the lav shein bo maisa lo kin alav, that yitaka do get malchus for a lav shein bo maisa, because that in fact is a machlokas. So anyway, so we had this shaila whether tzarech shiyah lemalchus or you don't need shiyah lemalchus. Means if a person became Rashi explains, it means a person became tamei in the azara b'shogeg, and they warned him, don't stay there, and he violated that, and he stayed there. That was the shaila zichayv malchus, only if he stays there kedei hishtachava'a, or even if he stays there less than a kedei hishtachava'a. Tosfos explains that the suffolk is when he became tamei b'shogeg in the azara, and it's only if lingering in the azara was the mazid, meaning his becoming tamei was shogeg. But they told him, so get out, and he decided to linger b'mezid. But if they would have warned him not to become metame himself in the azara, and then he would have violated that and become tamei, for sure he'd be chayiv malchus even without a shihiyah, because that's like going into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tamei. Meaning, if they would have told him while he's in the azara and he's sorry, better not become tamei, and he says I don't care, and he becomes tamei anyway, that there's no shaila, there's no din of shihiyah in that case. The whole case is that it was shogeg and that he became tamei, but it's amazing in that he chooses to stay there. Now Tosos points out that even if you say that you don't need a shir shihiyah kedei shtachava'a, but you're only going to be chayiv if you waited long enough that you could have gone into the azara, left the azara and come back in. Meaning even if you don't, if the shir of shihiyah is not kedei shtachava'a, there is some shir shihiyah. You're only going to be chayiv if you stayed there long enough that you could have left and come back. But less than that, for sure, you're not going to be chayiv. How does Tosfos know that? From the Gemara Makos Tav Chafalov about wearing a beged of shatnis. That's what we're comparing this to. That if a person is wearing a beged of shatnis, he's chayiv for every shihiyah that he has while wearing it. That if they keep on warning him, al tilbash, he's chayiv for each period of time. But that's only if there was enough time in between that he could have been poshate the beged and put the beged back on. And that's why it's considered a new maisa. So Tosfos says, and therefore the same thing is going to apply over here, that he's going to be chayiv only so long as you can consider it a new maisa. You can only consider it a new maisa if he was there long enough to have left and come right back in. Tosfos Maseches Makos explains over there, because if there wouldn't be enough time to leave the azar and to come back in, then his lingering with the beged is not considered a separate aveira. It's shaykh to the first maisa of knisa lazar or of levishas habeged. It has to be considered somehow a new independent avera. It can only be considered a new independent avera if there was enough time to undo it and then redo it. So that's when we consider it an independent avera. But our Gemara Shaila is beyond that, is there a shir shihiyah? Is there a shir shihiyah of kedei hishtachava'a? And we leave that as a teku. So says Gemara, okay, a second Shaila. Bayi Rava. Tala atzmo ba'avir azara. What if a person is not walking on the ground of the azara? He's hanging in the airspace of the azara. How does he? So mahu? What's the din? Meaning, do we assume that the shihiyah kedei shtachava'a that happened while he was hanging in the air of the azara and not on the ground of the azara, does that count and is he going to be chayiv for that? Or do we say no? Shihiyah kedei shtachava'a is only when one is on the ground of the azara. How does a person pull off such a trick that he's hanging on the airspace of the Azara, right? That he has like Michael Jordan's hang time. Like, what exactly is that? Is he doing? So the Meiri explains that he props himself up on some sort of a pillar that's in the Azara, so that his feet aren't touching the karka. He's standing on something, but he can't be mishtachava because he's on some little post or something that he's standing on in the Azara. So he's in the Avir Azara Mahu. So ki gemiri that with shehiya debarishtachava d'lavasishtachava lo gemiri. Do we assume on the one hand that maybe when the chachamim have this misora, this kabbalah, that you need a shehiya ishtachava, even if you're not actually being mishtachava, that's only if you could have been mishtachava, meaning it's like kolorei lebile and bile makevespo, that you need to at least have had the ability to be mishtachava in that context. But when you're in the air, you cannot be mishtachava. It's not a physical possibility to be mishtachava, and therefore that we don't have the shear of shia kidei mishtachava either. Odilma bifnim shihia gemiri, or maybe no. When you're bifnim, when you're in the azara, there's a din of shihia. Lo shna debas mishtachava, v'lo shna lav bas mishtachava. And it doesn't matter whether you're capable of mishtachava at that point or not. So that's the shaila. Teiku, the Gemara leaves it unresolved. Now Tosos points out that shihia ba'avir is for sure considered to be shihia in the Migdash. The avir of the Azara has the kedusha of the Azara. The Gemara's only suffix is if you don't have that shihia because it's not ra'oi l'ishtachava, meaning if you're not considered to have stayed there, to have lingered there for the shear of shihia. But that you are in the Azara, that's for sure. Meaning even if you're in the airspace of the Azara, you are definitely in the Azara, right? You're definitely not allowed to be doing that because you're in the Azara B'tumah. We're not suggesting over here that the Azara is only Ritzpas HaAzara, and when you're in the Avir HaAzara, that's fine, and therefore someone who's Tameh could be in the Avir HaAzara. The Ramban and the Rashba think that that's actually the Gemara's Shaila, that they have a Girs in the Gemara that the Shaila is whether the Avir HaAzara is Dinok HaAzara or not. Nafkamina would be, are you allowed to do it? Meaning if a person is Tameh, can they fly through the airspace of the Azara? Right? That's the Shaila of Vadia Zetshuva, I think in Yabia Omer, about taking a helicopter over the Makom HaMikdash, right? At how high up do we assume the Kedusha goes in the airspace? You're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Makom HaMikdash B'tumah, so are you allowed to take a helicopter ride over the Makom HaMikdash? So certainly in the Avir Azara, Tosfos seems to assume that it's a Davar Pashut, that's called the Azara, and the Ramban and the Rashba think that that's exactly the Gemara Shaila, which we leave as a Teiku. Okay, so by Rav Ashi, a third Shaila. When we said that in order to be Chayv Malkus, you need a Shehiyah Kedei Ishtachava, you need to linger there long enough to have done Ishtachava'a, Time Atzmo B'mezid Mahu. What if a person is Metame himself on purpose in the Azara, and then after he had become Tame, they warn him that he better get out of there without delay. And so what's the din? So the suffix is, Ba'onis Gemiri Shehiyah B'mezid Lo Gemiri Shehiyah. Do we assume that the din of Shehiyah is only if a person had become Tame Ba'ones in the Azara? That's where we say that, okay, but now that you know that you're Tame, staying there for that amount of time is what's going to be chayiv you, is what's going to be mechayiv you malchus if you stay there for that amount of time. But if you had initially become tameh b'mezid, maybe there's no din of shia and you're chayiv even if you have a pachos mikadei shtachava'a, meaning you had become tameh b'mezid, why aren't you getting malchus just for that, just for making yourself tameh? You didn't get asra, so you're not getting malchus for that because you didn't get asra, but you were tameh yourself b'mezid. They said, what did you just do? You better get out of here. So are you chayiv malchus right away when you have a shia kolshu, or do we assume that you need a kedei ishtachava'a? Odilma b'fnim gemiru shia lo shna ba'onas lo shna mezid. Maybe the din of shia is b'fnim, whether it was ba'onas or whether it was b'mezid. So again, the fact that you were metami yourself b'mezid, that's what Tosus points out, that even though you were metami yourself b'mezid, you didn't get asra'a, so you're not going to be chayiv for that. But the fact that you stay there after being metami yourself b'mezid and they warned you to get out, that you could be chayiv for. The question is, when are you chayiv for that? Only if you had a shia kashir ishtachavaya, or right away, as soon as you linger for even a second longer after having become tameh. So that is shaila number three, and the Gemara leaves that teiku. The Gemara leaves that shaila unresolved as well. Now shaila number four. This brings us to the parsha of Nazir. The halach is that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei Lemeis, and even if he had already become Tamei, he's not allowed to vayter to become Tamei. He's not allowed to touch a mace again. And nor is he allowed to stay in a Makom Tumah. He's got to get out of there as quickly as he possibly can. Meaning one might have thought, what do you mean? I'm Tamei Lemeis already. So if I'm Tamei Lemeis already, I'm not being any, there's no additional Tumah. Not true. The Nazir's continued exposure to the Tumah is an ongoing Isser, and if he violates that Isser, he's Chayav Malkus. So, by Ravashi. Ravashi raised the following Shaila. Nazir Bekever. Let's say a Nazir became Tamei while in a Beis HaKvaros, meaning he managed to get his way into the Beis HaKvaros without becoming Tamei, and then something happens and he becomes Tamei while in the Beis HaKvaros. The Rishonim explained, the case is, they brought him into the Beis HaKvaros in a Shida Teva Migdal. So the halacha is that someone who goes in when in a Shida Teva Migdal does not become Tamei. He's in a box in the cemetery, and then after they bring him in, someone thinks it'll be funny. They play a practical joke, and then they take the roof off of the Shida Teva Migdal, so he's not in the box anymore. So now he becomes Tamei. The Rashash discusses whether the Girsan Rashi is correct, because he says taking off the cover of the box shouldn't affect him, right? Because it's only that he's being Mahil. It's the bottom of the box that should affect him, that the tumah is going to come up from the bottom of the box. But anyway, the point is, he went in Beheter, and now he became Tamei while he was in the Beis HaKvaros. So, Bayishiyah L'Malkus, does he need to wait there Ashir Hishtachava'a in order to be Chayiv Malkus? Or does he not need to wait Ashir Hishtachava'a in order to be Chayiv Malkus? Rashi points out, the suffix of the Gemara when it comes to Nazir is only as far as the Chiv of Malkus if he doesn't bemaze it. But as far as the Chiv Karban, there's not going to be a suffix, because there's no Aver B'Shogeg that's going to be Chayiv Karban, unless had you done it bemaze it, you'd be Chayiv Kares. A Nazir that becomes Tamei is never going to be Chayiv Kares. So there's no Shiloh about Karban when it comes to a Nazir, about Shia Kadir Kashir Shachavah, if he did it B'Shogeg, he's Chayiv Karban, because he's never Chayiv Karban for being Tamei himself B'Shogeg, because Nazir is not an Isser Kares. Nazirim bring all sorts of Karbanos, yeah, but that's not for Kapara on the Avera, that's in order to start the Nazirus Mechadash, that it should be Chalul of Betara, and that's like any other Karban of a Mechusar Kapara, so it's just a part of the Tara process that he brings a Karban. That's not a Kapara for the Avera, because a Nazir is not Chayavi Krisus when it comes to Tumah. So the whole Shaila is about Malkus if he did it bemazed. So anyway, does he need a shihia kashir ishtachava'a in order to be chayiv malkus? And the shaila is bifnim gemir shihia b'chutz lo gemir shihia odilma ba'onis gemir shihia lo sham bifnim lo sham b'chutz. Do we say no? This din of shihia kashir ishtachava'a is a din in the azara. It's got nothing to do with a nazir being in a beis hakvaros. Or do we say no? Any time there's a tumah related iser that happens ba'onis, so then we have this din called the shihia kashir ishtachava'a, and only then are you going to be chayiv. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about the Azara or whether we're talking about a Nazir in a Beis HaKvaros. So teku, this Shaila as well is left as a teku. So that's our four Shailas relating to Shihiyah, Kashir, Ishtachavah, and they all end in a teku. So then the Mishnah said, Balo ba'aruka chayiv, b'ktsara pater. That if a person became Tamei in the Azara, he's chayiv for lingering, and so that would mean if he stays there, Kashir, Kadei, Ishtachavah, he's going to be chayiv, and even if he leaves, he could be chayiv if he doesn't leave in the most direct route. If he takes a derech harucha, if he takes a longer route to get out of there. So Amar Rava, Rava says the following: Ketzara sha'amru afilu ekev b'tzad gudal afilu kol yom kulo. That when we say if, as long as he takes the most direct route out of there, he's not going to be chayiv. That means even if he's walking with one heel right in front of his toes, the tiniest strides a person could possibly ever take, and even if it takes him all day to get out, but he's going from point A to point B in the shortest possible route, so even though he's doing it as slowly as humanly imaginable, he's still not going to be chayiv. So by Rava says, but I have a shayla. Shehios ma'ushay itstarfu. What if he pauses in between each step, but he pauses pachus mishir shehiyah kadei ishtachava'a? Can you be mitstarif all the different pauses together to equal a shehiyah kishir ishtachava'a in order to be mechayiv him? So he right away takes the most direct route, he's going super slow, and he pauses after each one, but each pause is pachos mishir kedei shtachava'a. So says the Gemara, why is Rava raising that as a shayla? Rava just got through telling us that if he walks ekev tzar godol and takes all day long, that he's going to be potter. So v'tishra lemi today, can't he be poshet his own suffek? Because he himself says if it takes all day long to get out, it's going to be potter. Isn't he talking about exactly that case where he never had a shihi or kashir shtachava'a because he keeps on moving just a mashuhu, waiting pachos mikdei shtachava, moving another mashu, waiting pachos mikdei shtachava. The Chasam Sofer says that the Gemara assumes that Rava's original statement is talking about a tamei person that pauses with each step, because otherwise, meaning it's not just that he's walking slowly but moving the whole time. Because Rava said two things. He said afilu ekev betzad godel, and then he said vafilu kaliyam kulo. So each of those things must be telling me a different chiddush, right? Meaning if it were just about walking slowly, then he should have just said afilu ekev betzad godel. Why does he add afilu kaliyam kulo? So the Gemara is assuming that means that he's not only walking slowly, but he's also pausing in between each step. And therefore, Rava should have already been poshet this suffix that with a pause between each step, we're not going to be mitzarif the pauses. So it says, no, hasam b'delo shaha. You misunderstood Rava. Rava was not talking about where a guy was pausing at all. He was just going super duper slowly. And that's it. Ekev tzad godel kolayom kulo does not mean that he was pausing between each step. Ekev tzad godel is that he was taking very short strides. Kolayom kulo means very slow strides. But there was never any, meaning those are two different things. Very tiny strides and very slow, and even those teeny tiny strides, he was doing them extremely slowly. That's why Rava said both of those phrases. Not because he was pausing. If he would pause, then maybe in a chinami, we would be mitstaref all of the pauses. So therefore, we cannot be poshet Rava's shayla minei ubei from that which Rava himself had said. So Abaye me Rabba, Abaye asked Rabba the following shayla, what if he doesn't take the most direct route out of the Azara? Balo ba'aruka shir katsara. He goes a longer route, but he runs really fast. And he manages to get out as quickly as one would have expected someone taking the shortest route, walking normally, would have gotten out of the Azara. So Mahu. So Shir Gemiri, Balo Baruka, Shir Ketzara Pater, Adilma Dafka Gemiri, Baruka, Chayv Ketzara Pater. Is it about the amount of time that one can reasonably expect the guy to get out of the Azara in? Or is it about taking the shortest route out of the Azara, taking the most direct route out of the Azara? And it's about the directness of the route. It's not about the amount of time that he's going to be in the Azara. Now, l'chora, from that which Rava said, that even if you go the shortest route, afilu kol yom kulo, it's pater, we could have been medayik, that he is not, Rava is not going to be bothered by Abaye's question, right? This is Abaye asking from Rava, meaning it would have been pashut that it's not about the sheer hazman. Meaning Abaye, the two sides of Abaye's question, is it about the time or is it about the route that you take out? Well, Rava said it's certainly not about the time, because Rava said if you take the shortest route and you go really, really slowly, you're going to be potter. So obviously, you spent way more time than you needed to in the Azara and you're going to be potter. So according to Rava, l'chora, it's very much not about the time. So l'chora, one could have said that Rava would not be mesupak about Abaye Shaila. Rava is ready poshet that has nothing to do with the time. However, the Rimi Gash suggests that it could be that Rava would have Abaye suffik as well, because maybe there's a chilik to be made between the going in the shortest route and going in the longer route. That when you go in the shortest route, the din of the patur is because you don't have another way to go. So you patur even if you go very, very slowly. You're going in the exact route that you're supposed to go. But the chiyuv by going in the longest route is because you're choosing a route that's longer than it needed to be. So it could be that's the sheer zman that you're going to be chayiv for. And if you went on a longer route in a shorter way, it's like in a shorter way where it would have been the equivalent of going a shorter route, then in a chinami you'd be potter. So maybe Rav Taka does have Abaye's shayla. So Amalei, anyway, Rabba responds to Abaye, lo nitna aruka li daches etzlo, that there's no way that going in the longer route is an option for him to at all make it mutter. even if he runs. That the derech arukah is just aser, that you have to get out of there in the derech tzara. So maskefla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira challenges Rabbah that you're going to tell me that you're going to be chayiv if you don't take the most direct route. Ela dekaimelon tamei shashimesh, that which we know that if a tamei person does the avoda in the mikdash b'misa, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for doing the avoda b'mikdash b'tumah. Hechi mishkachasa, how are you going to have a case where a guy is going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for doing the avoda b'tumah? Meaning, keep in mind the halacha, the onesh for going into the azara b'tumah is kares, right? So how are you ever going to, kares is worse than misa b'dei shamayim. So how are you ever going to have a case where a guy is going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for doing the avoda b'tumah and he's not already chayiv kares for being a tamei person in the mikdash, right? How can he even have a hechitimtsa? Obviously, we're talking about a case where he became tamei in the azara, not that he went into the azara already tamei, because then he would have been chayiv kares for going into the azara. So obviously, we're talking about a case where he became tamei while he was there. So how long did he stay? Idalo shaha, if he did not stay there, kedei shtachava hechi avad avoda. Well, then how could he have possibly done an avoda in less than a shir kedei shtachava? And idalo shaha, and if he did wait there, kedei shtachava bar karesu. So then he's chayiv kares. So what's the mitzias over here? How can you have a case a guy does avoda in the mikdash betuma, and he's only chayiv misim b'dei shamayim? He's not going to be chayiv kares. If he did an avoda, it meant he waited there a shir kedei shtachava, and therefore he should be chayiv kares. So iam bishlam shiur gemiri. Ooh, but if you say that there's a shir for the chiyuv, so meaning that it's an amount of time, it's not based on the route you take, it's based on the amount of time. So what happens is a guy becomes tamei in the azara right away. Freeze frame. We say, okay, reasonably shortest route out of there at a normal pace. How long would that take? And that's the amount of time that he's gonna be chayiv for. So if he manages to take the shortest route out of there much more quickly because he runs, so then he gets a few extra moments to linger, right? He could do something while he's there and still avoid the Yisr Kares. Ah, so Mishkachasa, Danis Nafshe B'Katsara, Vavad Avoda. That after he does the Avoda, for a very quick Avoda, he runs and he gets out before that amount of time. So when a guy becomes Tamei, we see that to get from here, to get out, it should take about 3 minutes. And he quickly does a little Avoda and runs and gets out of there in 2 minutes and 58 seconds. So good. He avoided the kares, but he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for having done avoda b'tuma. Eliyam etafka gemiri. But if you're going to tell me that the chum were mekabel, that if you're showing kedei shtachava, you're chayiv for being there, even if you run out very quickly, well, hechi mishkachasa. How could the din of the brisa be shayich that the kohen is going to be tamei and he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim and not going to be chayiv kares? So I'm Rabbi, my kushya. Abai says, I understand what the problem is. Mishkachasla kigon shaba b'ktsara v'hafach b'tzinora. That the case could be that he goes out the derech tzara, and on his way out he one of the limbs of one of the karbonos that are burning on the mizbech, he takes a pitchfork and he flips it over, and he already had a tzinor in his hand and he just flipped it over. So through that maisa he's chayiv misa if he did it b'mezid, but he's not going to be chayiv kares because he was not shoa kashir, he was on his way out. And that's assuming like Rav Huna, that even something small like that, that flipping over one of the Evarim that are burning on the Mizbeach, is considered an avoda for which a Tamei person is chayiv. Dam Rav Huna, Zar Shavach Bitzinora, chayiv Misa. Rav Huna holds that a Zar Shavach Bitzinora is chayiv Misa. That Pasuk says, Vazara Karev Yumas, and an avoda that does a Kiruv equal of the Evar, that brings about the consumption on the Mizbeach of that limb, that's a zara karev. That's you must. That's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. So gufa. So the Gemara says, let's go back to that statement of Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna zar shavach b'tzinora chayiv misa. Well, yichidami idalo havach lalom akli. If without his help, then it would not have been burnt on the mizbeach pshita. Then obviously he's going to be chayiv misa because that's obviously an avoda. And idalo havach bu nami miakli. And if it was going to get burnt anyway, and his flipping it didn't help at all. So my covet. Well, then what did he do? How could that possibly be called an avoda? So it says Gemara Lotzricha di lo havachmu me'akli b'tarti shayi v'hashem akli b'chad shayta. It would have burnt all the way through eventually, but by him flipping it, that makes it burn more quickly. V'akamashmu dekol kruvi avoda avodahi, and that's what it's teaching me, that kruvi avoda is also called avoda. Making it happen more quickly is also called avoda. It's interesting. The Gemara assumed that there's no nafkamina. If a person's going to be chayv kares anyway for being in the azara betuma, then there's no nafkamina in being chayv misvidei shemayim for doing the avoda betuma. And that was this whole raya over here. That how can you come up with a case where you chayv misvidei shemayim, but you're not chayv kares anyway? Because it wouldn't make any sense to be chayv misvidei shemayim for chayv kares. Doesn't do anything. It doesn't add anything. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, says, of course there's a nafkamina. What if the person got malchus? If a person chayv mikrisus shalaku or niftar mikrisasan, there's no such thing that chayv mikrisus chayv misus bezus shalaku or niftar mimisas. So if he got, it's important to know whether he's chayv misabidei shemayim as well, because you can get out of the kares by getting a malchus, and even if you could say you can get out of misabidei shemayim by getting malchus as well, but that's only if you got the malchus for that avera. But if he gets a malchus for the yisur kares and not for the misabidei shemayim, so then he's vaitu going to be chayv misabidei shemayim. And furthermore, the case of the yisur of shimush betuma is if he did it b'mezid, or he was shia b'mikdash was b'shogig, he's b'chayv misa on the avoda b'tumah. The Ritva suggests that since the din of tamei shashimesh is mentioned in the brisa among the other chayav misa, it sounds like it's just like the other chayav misa, whereby you're only chayav misa and not chayav kares. But in a chinami, there is a nafkamina la'alacha in being chayav misa, even if you are chayav kares. The Gemara was just searching for a possibility. Is there a possibility of a person mechayev only misa and not kares? That was the Gemara's raya. Okay, so now the Gemara shifts the discussion to a bayis hamanuga, to a person walking into a house that has tsaras, which is something that may or may not have ever happened. But the halacha is that when you have a bayis hamanuga, all of the kelim in the house are tamei, and if you go into the house, you become tamei. So Amar Rabbi Shaya, beina de'ema milsa, I want to say something. But I'm afraid about what the reaction is going to be among the Talmid Chacham in the Beis Medrash. So what I want to say is, Hanichlas Abayis Hamanuga, if a person goes into a house that has tsaras, Derech Achorav, but he walks in backwards. So Avafilu Kulo Chutz Michotmo, and even if he gets all the way in, except his nose is protruding out of the house. The nose sticks out furthest from the face, so the nose is protruding out of the house, but the rest of his body is in the house, in the Bayis Hamanuga. Tahar. I want a taina that he's tahar. Because the pasuk says vahaba elabayis kol yimei hiskar oso yitma. So since the Torah says a lashon of vahaba, that only if you're ba elabayis derech bia asra Torah, that only if you go in the normal way, and people don't walk backwards. It's an unusual way to go into a place, is to walk in backwards, and therefore that's not called derech bia. That's my chiddush that I want to say. Umistafina mechavraya. I'm now going to brace myself for the reaction from the other Talmid Chachamim. Now Tosfos points out that someone who goes into directly into a bayis hamanuga becomes tamei as soon as rov of his body enters the bayis, because we have a klal in halacha rubo kikulo. It's only when he walks in backwards that having a little bit of his body out is not going to be considered that he's in the bayis hamanuga. That he's going to need kulo to be in the bayis hamanuga. But miyuta. If Miyuk Gufo goes into the bayis even directly, even going straight, he's not going to become tamei, because the whole machlokas of the bia b'miksa shma bia is only by bias migdash. By bias bayis hamenuga, we were certainly not going to say bia b'miksa shma bia. So when it comes to going in directly, going in face forward, so then rov of his body is going to be the geder of when he's going to become chayiv. When it comes to this, or going into the base of migdash, bia b'miksa shma bia, it might be even just putting any part of your body in the Beis HaMikdash, but by a Bayis HaMenuga would have to be rov of your body. Going in backwards, you would need all of your body. Why, when all of your body goes in, would you be chayiv? After all, you didn't violate the Isra of going into the Bayis HaMenuga. So the answer is because it's no low, the Gemara is going to say that's going to be the Gemara's next discussion that it's Logara than the Kalim in the Bayis. Just being entirely in the Bayis makes you Tameh. Now Tosfos points out that is it true that no one ever walks backwards? That's not a normal thing to walk backwards. What if a person is taking leave of a Talmud b'fnei Rabbo or the Kohanim that finished the Avoda? The Gemara in Yumetz says that they walk out backwards when they finish the Avoda. So isn't that normal? So Tosfos says it's a normal way to leave. It's not a normal way to come in, right? A Talmud doesn't come into his Rebbe's house backwards. So that's why it would be considered lo shma bia, because it's not the derech bia. So iachi kulo nami, says the Gemara, well then even if he walked in backwards and his entire body, forget about his nose sticking out, it should still be pater. So I'm rav kulo lo gar mikelim shal bayis. Kulo is no different than the kelim in the bayis. Tachsiv lo yitma kala shar babayis. That it says that the reason we have to get rid of, remove everything from the house before the Kohen declares it tameh is so that everything in the house will not become tameh, because whatever is there is going to become tameh, even though it didn't have a bia, it never had it never went through the process of entering a bayis hamenuga, but it was in a bayis hamenuga. Tanya nami hachi, we have a brisa that supports this idea of bia shalo kedarka, bia lemikta shalo kedarka, right? We have a brisa that supports this idea. Gagin halalu, if you have rooftops on the lishchas of the azara, they don't have the kedushas hazara, and therefore, ein ochlin sham kachem kachem. You cannot eat kachem kachem, which can only be eaten in the Azara. Vein shechtim sham kachem kalim, and you cannot shecht kachem kalim there, which can only be shechted in the Azara. V'tamei shenichnas derech gagin lehechal pater. And a tamei person who goes into the hechal through the roof is going to be pater. Shenemar vela mikdash lo tavo derech bia asra Torah. It says ala mikdash lo tavo, which means you have to go in the normal way, and that's not considered to be derech bia. It's not kederech. Okay. So now says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said zoi mitzvah sase shab mikdash she'ein chayav an aleha. But then it went on to say, and what's a mitzvah shab nida that you're chayav on? If a man is mishamish with his wife when she's tahora, and then in middle of tashmish she says nitmesi, and he's poresh right away, he's chayiv, because he's yaso hana lo kibiyaso. On his way, having hana's tashmish on the way out is also an isser of nida. Now the lashon of zohi sounds like the Mishnah is a hemshech of some previous conversation, and it's saying, oh, the mitzvah shebemikdash and the mitzvah shebenida that are that we discuss, and here are some details of mitzvah shebemikdash, mitzvah shebenida. Heichal koy dekamer zohi. What are we talking about? Where was there ever a connection between Shavua and Nida that all of a sudden we're saying Zohi and this is the Mitzvah Shabbamikdash as opposed to Zohi Mitzvah Shabbanida? So Hasam Kai says Gemara, well, this is working off of a Mishnah in Maseches Horios, that the Mishnah Maseches Horios says Ein Chayav Nalaseh V'Alos Seh Shabbamikdash, that Beis Din is not chayv parhelim davar shel tzibur when they give a mistaken psak about a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lo saseh about tumah in the mikdash, meaning they have a mistaken psak about the dinim of bia b'mikdash b'tumah, so they're potter from bringing the karban, whether they paskin the heter when someone should have been chayv for staying, for lingering in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a mitzvah saseh, or whether they paskin the heter in the Isra of Knisa, in that someone became tamei outside and went in the state of tumah, that's a lo saseh vela mikdash lo tavo. They're pater in those cases. Why they pater in those cases? That's a sugya in Horios, and it's only on a rab a mitzvah that if you do b'shogeg you're chayev a chatas kavua, and tumas mikdash kedashav is no leviyorin, it's not a chatas kavua, so there's no parallel davar shel tzibur in that context. And a yachid who violates this avera is not going to bring an ashram talui ala seva lo seisha b'mikdash for having violated an aseir lo seisha b'mikdash. Normally, a person does a maisa b'shogeg and he's not sure if that maisa was be'isser or not, or he does a maisa or if it was, meaning he's not sure was that a maisa isser, was it a maisa hatter. So you bring an ashram talui. Meaning, what's the classic case? Shtei chatichos. You have two cuts of meat in front of you. One one of them is chalev, one of them is shuman. Shuman is kosher, chalev is not kosher. And he thought that they were both shuman, and he ate one of them. But he doesn't know, to this day, he doesn't know which one he ate. So in that case, you can be chayiv and asham talui. So we don't say asham talui when an individual makes a similar mistake relating to the mikdash, meaning he's not sure if he was shogig b'isr tumas mikdash, or he doesn't bring an asham talui. Because you only bring that asham when it's naver that you chayiv chatas kavua, had you known, and you know for sure that you violated b'shogig. And again, this is nol of yored. Aval chayavin ala seva lo seisha benida. But Bezin is going to be chayiv a param davar for a seva lo seisha benida. Umuvin asham talui, and an individual brings asham talui ala seva lo seisha benida. V'ka'amar, and on that, the Tanavar Mishnah says, zoi mitzvah seisha b'migdash ein chayavin ala, that what we had mentioned is the mitzvah seisha b'migdash, that the Bezin is not going to be chayiv param davar. V'ezri mitzvah seisha b'nidash chayavin ala, and what is the case of mitzvah seisha b'nida that we say that Bezin would be chayiv param davar? That would be the case of hayim mishami shematara v'amrlo nitmesi. A man was having beer with his Torah wife, and she said to him that I became tamei uperish miad, and right away he's porish from her. So chayiv, he's chayiv karis if he does it b'mezi, he's chayiv chatos if he does it b'shogeg, because that itself is an iser nida. M'neshi yitziyaso analo kibiyaso, because even being porish is a hana'a for him like biyaso. That's what we pointed out. The Asvan Darais, Rav Yosef Engel says, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Masasik b'chalavim b'arayus chayiv shekeinena, that the iser of bias nida is not the maisa bia, it's hana'as bia. So even though when he was pulling out, he was not doing a maisa bia, but it was a hana'as bia, and therefore that's considered to be a violation. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Itmar on the bottom of the page.